boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Remember on the playground when we were kids, all you had to do was go up to a group of kids and you'd be like, you want to be my friend?
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And then instantly you would become friends.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that as adults? Like, is that socially acceptable?
I'm scared, but you can.
Because I saw a group of ladies today, and I so badly just wanted to go up to them and be like, can I be your friend? We were wrapping up Gowntown, which happened yesterday. Thank you to those who attended Gowntown for Z102.9 yesterday. But we had to go and clean up our mess.
Yeah, and we had a mess.
So we were at the Kirkwood-Lynn County Regional Center in Hiawatha again today. And I guess I never really thought that that building is also just kind of like used for the community.
Yeah, it's public space.
Yeah, I never really thought about that. But as we're getting ready to leave, I noticed up front in like the lobby area was a group of like ladies getting together and they're having game day.
I don't know how I missed this.
I don't know how you missed it either. But they were playing Scrabble and I could tell up next was Sorry.
Mm.
And you know me, I love board games.
You do.
I'm a sucker for it. I don't feel like I played enough in my life. And I so badly wanted to be like, when we meeting next, ladies, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
I will be there. I'll bring snacks.
Yes. I do wonder, though, because you always talk about when you play board games with your family that mm-hmm. you're very competitive. I don't know that you'd fit in with these strange ladies very
long.
Yeah,
they probably play nicely.
And I don't correctly. Know that you could play nice very long.
Nope.
You'd need like...
They'd probably kick
rules.
Me out.
Yeah, I don't think
they'd be like,
she's
long. A cheater.
Well, and yeah, you did admit you like to cheat too.
I do like to cheat. They'd probably kick me out in like 2 minutes.
You got to find a group of other competitive ladies.
Uh-huh. They'd probably talk about me behind my back and they'd be like, well, you know, we like her for her snacks, but we hate
that
she cheats.
That's all.
I noticed yesterday that you and I kind of have like this, you know, unspoken rule that we've never really talked about before, but it just happens in our relationship,
our friendship.
You. Yes.
What is it?
That we always send each other any type of product that is flavored pickles or flavored birthday cake,
mm-hmm.
no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like an unspoken rule we've never talked about, but we always will do this for each other because you love pickles. I love pickles. And we both love anything that's birthday cake flavored.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because yesterday I grocery shopped and I came across coffee creamer that was birthday cake flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I got all the way home and I was unpacking it. And as I was putting it in my fridge, I was like, you know who needs to see this? Destiny.
Yes, she does.
Because I know if I didn't tell you,
I'd be mad.
Yeah, you would be upset with me. Same thing that if there was, I don't know, some new flavor of pickle chips.
I sent you pickle chips just a couple. Wasn't it like Cheetos or something?
Yeah, I still haven't found them.
I know. I sent them to you so that you could be on the lookout for them.
It's just how it goes. Because I think I'd be upset if I didn't know there was a new pickle chip out
See?
There.
See? That's why I send it to you. Because I'm like, if she knew that I knew about it, she'd be mad I never told her. That's mm-hmm. why I send you those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be mad if I knew that you knew something was birthday cake flavored and you never told me.
I've learned my lesson. I do it to keep my name clear.
Same. I just don't want to get yelled at. You would yell at me.
I don't want you to yell at me either.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it's trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like the most annoying advice to get, especially when it comes to dating, is what's meant to be will be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of the advice that's going around on TikTok right now. There's this theory that people are calling the meet them twice theory, basically saying that if someone's meant to be in your life, your paths will cross again. So maybe you went on a really bad first date, but then you run into that person again 2 years later, and then suddenly it just works out. It's the right place, the right time. Or even with some people, it's like somebody you dated in high school or had a fling with in college, and then you go your separate ways and you make your way back to each other later in life. And there's tons of people sharing their personal stories exactly like that. Oh, we were high school sweethearts. We fell out. And then 5 years later,
I love hearing those stories.
We're married with kids. But then that makes me like spiral a little bit because that means somebody had to give somebody else a second chance. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I don't know about that.
I also love hearing the stories of when, like, that they were married and then they got a divorce and then they get
married again.
I love hearing those stories. I don't know why, but I do.
Seriously.
I do. Because I'm like, oh, you guys were so meant to be together. You just needed to, like, separate.
Pay a ton in lawyer fees.
Well, there's that. You just needed to separate and find out you guys really, truly were meant to be together. I don't know why I love those stories.
Because you are, like, delusionally a hopeless romantic.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I've got a pen and paper over here, and I think you and I need to start taking notes and documenting things that I noticed Neighbor Man does that might show some serial killer signs.
I do watch a lot of true crime, so I might be the right person to go to.
You're actually right up the alley, to be honest. Well, you know, you kind of felt like something was off when we talked about how he doesn't save any contacts in his phone. Not his mom, not his dad, not even me are saved in his phone. Nobody.
I have no idea how to explain that besides serial killer energy.
That's what I'm saying. How do you know who you're texting?
That's what I'm saying. That stresses me out.
Exactly. That was sign number one. Sign number two happened last night. I got cuties at the grocery store.
Like the little oranges?
Mm-hmm. How do you eat those?
Well, you peel it.
Uh-huh.
And then you eat it.
Chunk by chunk, correct?
Yeah.
This man eats it whole.
No.
He shoved it in his mouth.
Does he peel it?
He at least peeled it, thank God.
But he just took a bite out of it?
No. The whole thing. Not bite, Taylor. He shoved the whole cutie in his mouth.
What?
The whole cutie in his mouth.
Okay, I gotta see this man's mouth because he's gotta have a ginormous bass mouth.
It's a pretty big mouth if you tell me. No, he put the whole cutie in. He didn't even take bites, Taylor. I'm telling you, serial killer energy. No bites. Put the whole thing in his mouth. And I just looked at him and I said, what did you just do? That's, what is happening here? Then I asked him, how do you eat string cheese? Because we got string cheese at home. I said, don't you dare tell me you eat that thing whole. Don't do it. He goes, well, sometimes. Sometimes I string it, sometimes I don't. Serial killer energy right there.
No, now I have questions. I have a lot of questions. Does he, when he eats it whole, does he just bite out of it or does he shove the whole thing in his mouth? Because now I'm thinking he eats everything in one bite.
Because you think his mouth is massive, like a fish, apparently.
A cutie is the size of your fist.
Well, he shoved it all in there.
I think he needs to join the circus more than anything.
It's time for a Taylor window update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
I feel like it's a crime to be stuck inside today.
I know.
It's 55 degrees, people. What are we doing? I'm wondering, and tell me if I'm wrong here. I'm surprised I haven't seen anybody wearing shorts today.
Today would be a day producer Ben would do that.
And I was wondering, he was helping us out earlier with downtown cleanup. Did he have shorts on?
Pants.
Dang. He would have been my one
He's a
guess.
Short guy. He's always that guy that you're like, come on, dude. Why are you wearing shorts?
Today I would halfway understand it because it feels like summertime. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually like a little disappointed he didn't do it.
I bet you he's wearing shorts now. Should we call him?
Should we call him and find out?
It's like one of those things that you like, is it a prank call? Is your refrigerator on running? We're going to call him and be like, are you wearing shorts?
And he's going to be like, leave me alone.
I kind of want to text him now just to see.
I think you should.
Does this violate any HR like thing? Just curious.
Well, not unless you make it weird.
I'm
and
not
you just
trying
made
to make it weird.
Weird.
I just don't know if like asking your coworkers what they're wearing is violating any type of HR.
From you, maybe. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Now
maybe
you
would ask, because I think coming from me,
well,
it totally
now I
is.
Feel weird about it.
Way to make it weird. We wanted to know was, is Ben wearing shorts? And now we made it weird.
I forget I said anything. God. I feel like girls are pretty easy to surprise with gifts. Flowers, chocolates. Mm-hmm. But guys, what are you supposed to surprise them with? I have the answer. And it's deodorant.
What?
Deodorant. Let me explain. Because I did this weekend. So I was out shopping around and I had asked my boyfriend Curly, is there anything you need me to pick up from the store? And he mentioned just melatonin, boring, whatever. I'm like, yeah, I can grab that. No worries. And I'm going through Target and I walk past like the men's grooming section, I guess. And I see on one of the end caps, they have his favorite soap brand, Dr. Squatch. And I see that
really
they
just
have,
for the name though.
No, he really does love it for lots of reasons.
Okay.
Don't even get him started. And I saw that they have deodorant out now. I think they started as just soap and he has a subscription service to the soap, as
I
mentioned.
Dear God.
Thanks to my dad. But they have deodorant out now. And immediately I was like, wait a minute. He was just telling me the other night that the deodorant he's using is like hurting his armpits. Like it's like burning. But he didn't mention to pick up new deodorant. He also didn't mention that he was going to pick up new deodorant. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to buy this for him. It shows I was listening. It's his favorite brand. I get to pick out his smell. I feel like guys like when you pick out like their cologne and stuff, they like to know that you like the scent. So I was like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get it. I don't even care if it's a little bit expensive. I'm going to buy it. So I do. I put his melatonin and his new deodorant in his bathroom. And then when he got home from work that day, I was like, hey, I got you some stuff. Go check your bathroom. And he was like, oh, awesome. Melatonin. Oh, my gosh. Deodorant. He was so happy that I bought him deodorant for him. I'm like, I got to start doing this more, I think. I'm serious.
I have bought Neighbor Man deodorant before when I've gone grocery shopping, and I have never gotten that excitement. Maybe I need to switch up the brand.
Yeah, maybe it's because it's Dr. Squatch and it's like manly. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I've never once gotten that. It was like, thanks for getting my deodorant. Never.
I think you need to switch it up, maybe.
Or maybe because I told him I was getting him deodorant. Because you didn't tell him.
No, I didn't tell him.
Maybe I need to surprise him.
It made it seem like I was doing a really nice thing.
Got to figure out what's that thing I can surprise him with. Cologne?
Oh, that's pricey. You're getting pricey now.
Oh, well, who said I wasn't going to get him cheap cologne?
Well, don't tell him that.
Screw the alarm. I don't need it anymore. I just need to hear one little sound that will get me shot out of my bed so fast.
The fire alarm.
No.
Oh.
You're never going to guess it. It is a big truck and those sounds that they have when they back up, you know, the beep, beep, beep. Yeah, yeah, one of those. I'm sleeping peacefully, minding my own business, and I hear the beep, beep, big truck backing up. And I immediately go, oh my God, we forgot about Slumberland. They were dropping off our coffee table today.
Oh, no.
I immediately throw my pillow, smack Neighbor Man on the face, and I said, did you forget about them? Because they say between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Oh, they were at 9 a.m. Uh-huh. They were on time. Good job, guys. And I was like, get up. One of us has to go.
Oh, my God. And then you're probably panicking because you got animals you need to wrangle.
Oh, yeah.
You probably have your undies and like one sock on. That's a nightmare.
Yeah. So I stayed in the bedroom. I'm trying to take care of the dogs that are like screaming bloody murder because they don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Luna, he had to take care of Fat Mochi because, you know, Fat Mochi just loves to run away if he can. Had to take care of putting him in the bathroom. And then he had to meet them at the door because we didn't pay for the extra because there's extra you could pay to have them actually bring it in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Save some money and they just put it at your back door.
Nice.
Or back steps.
So they didn't have to come inside.
No, thank God. So Neighbor Man had to haul it all the way in while I stayed with the animals. But oh my God, that will get you up.
That's like a nightmare situation.
Seriously a nightmare. I can't believe we forgot. I don't know how we forgot. How do you forget a big purchase like that? Well, I have no idea.
That's what I'm wondering. How did you forget that?
I don't know.
Jeez. Feeling pretty inspired with this idea to make showering fun again.
Never has been.
I know. It's like a chore, especially when you got to take an everything shower. There's a lot to do.
Oh, my God.
You got to wash your face.
I do those on Sunday, and I dread them all the time.
Wash your hair, shave whatever. It's just not ideal. But I feel like a product can make showering fun again. I found something at the store over the weekend that I didn't know existed, but I'm having so much fun with. And that is shower whipped cream. Okay. I think that's what it's called. I was influenced, of course. You know me. I saw it like in the middle of an aisle and it looks like a whipped cream can. And I'm like, what is that flavored whipped cream? Why is it not like in the refrigerated section? So I walked over to it and it's like shower foam, I guess is the best way to explain it. So immediately I'm like, that looks like fun. I'm buying it. And it smells like orange cream. You know, oh my that's gosh. My favorite mm-hmm. scent. And you're in the shower and it's literally like the spray nozzle and it's like whipped cream body wash, basically. It immediately reminded me as a kid, like the fun stuff we would have for bath time, like the shower wall markers that my parents let us use once because then it ruined the tub.
What is a shower wall marker?
It was like, I can't remember if it was more like crayons. But you would like do it because, you know, like a shower tub, you have yeah. the whole wall. You could write on it and like make designs and stuff.
That's cool.
It was like an activity. It absolutely destroyed the shower.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like stained. So we didn't get to use it. But I feel like we had so many fun toys and like products, like bubble stuff as mm-hmm. kids that now I'm like, I want all the things. I want the shower whipped cream. I don't know if I need to get myself some shower markers, but I have been having way too much fun now the last 2 days that I've been using this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's next for me.
I agree. I think we had fun things. I also feel like our stuff smelled way better.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. I've been dyeing my hair for many, many years, right? Mm-hmm. And so I always would have like color specific dyeing, like shampoo.
Yeah.
You know, so I always had that. But now that I don't color my hair anymore and I'm like going to stick to more of my natural hair color, I'm like, I don't need that anymore. I can just have regular schmegler mm-hmm. shampoo. When I went to the store for that, I was like, I want to have good smelling shampoo. Mm-hmm. So when I come out, you know, your boyfriend's like, you smell good, mm-hmm. baby, right? Mm-hmm. I smelled every bottle and I was like, this stuff stinks. Like nothing smelled good. When we were kids, we had watermelon. We had like bubble gum. I mean, we had all the good scents. Now they stinky.
You're kind of inspiring me to go to the kids section. And you know,
I might do it.
First thing I'm going to buy?
Dude.
Detangler.
Yes.
That always smells the best.
Dude, you know what I've been wanting to buy? I've been wanting to buy the baby lotion. Dude, that stuff smells so freaking good. Oh my God. And I want to put it on my body so badly.
Just turned 30. Smell like you're two.
There's just some foods in this world that are just worth burning the top of your mouth for.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Pizza. I do it every time.
Really?
Yeah.
I would probably normally say French fries, but yesterday was not the answer.
Okay.
Yesterday, after coming home from downtown, I was so hungry. And we had spaghetti.
Okay.
And I was like, I want garlic bread.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And neighbor man didn't buy it. I'm like, we are stopping at the store right now and we are getting garlic bread. Do you understand me? Okay. We're having garlic bread tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the store. We get garlic bread to go with our spaghetti squash spaghetti. Now you should know, it cooks at 375, okay? Mm-hmm. He gets it out of the oven. Not even like 0.5 seconds of it out of the oven. I grab it and I put it in my mouth. The look this man gave me was like, what is wrong with you? You're gonna burn yourself if you don't stop it. And I said, I don't care. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I love garlic bread.
I do the same thing. Anytime we make pasta, we make breadsticks. Uh-huh. And I will pull them out of the oven and I'm like, ooh, ow, ooh, ow.
Uh-huh.
And it's in my mouth because I need it right
exactly.
now. Exactly.
Does it matter? Does it? I will take all the burnt thingies in my mouth for it. I don't care.
Every time.
So worth it.
I'm right there with you. I'm not going to judge. A little burnt tongue from the garlic bread.
Worth it every time.
Every single time.
So, neighbor man called me out on Friday and he goes, it's February 21st.
And yeah, not your anniversary?
Nope. He goes, why is the Christmas tree still up?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Because I told you, I was keeping that Christmas tree up in the living room. We took the one in the bedroom down, but I was keeping the Christmas tree up in the living room until my birthday. My birthday gone past February 9th. It's February 24th.
Yeah.
That sucker is still up today.
Okay. It might be time for an intervention.
What do you mean?
Move on. I don't know.
Okay, hold on. I got two things. One, I do enjoy coming home because I have it set. It's on a timer.
Yeah.
I do enjoy coming home to a nice little lit house.
You ever heard of a lamp?
Well, yes.
You could put that thing on a timer too.
You got me there. But I like that. I also like, I just like the ambiance, you know? It's kind of sexy a little bit. Christmas ain't sexy, but it adds some sexiness to it. Don't ask me, all right? When I'm sitting on my couch, watching my TV, and the Christmas lights are on. I don't know. It adds a nice vibe. I like it. And then the other thing is, I got zero motivation. Do you know how many Christmas ornaments are on that thing?
Yeah.
I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, we're going to carry that entire thing, ornaments and all, to the basement.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever done that? I'm about to do it. We're not putting it in a box this year. We're going to carry it all.
You say we. You're going to make him do it.
Hell yeah. You think I was going to do it? No. And don't let any ornaments fall off that tree, so help me God.
Dude, you're a nightmare. You are a Christmas nightmare demon.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know what's really trippy to think about? 2020 was 5 years ago.
Feels like yesterday.
I feel like it was a lifetime ago.
Oh, it feels like yesterday to me.
Oh, God. Well, that is the topic of conversation right now on TikTok. There's a trend going around basically where people are comparing themselves now to what they looked like 5 years ago. And the caption on screen is always, did we change at all since 2020? And the sound they use is... So they pick Creep by Radiohead and they start with a video of them in 2020 and then it kind of flashes back and forth between that and a current video and then it ends with what they currently look like. A lot of them are how people have basically glowed up between now and then. Well, that's what I was just looking at over here because I'm like, 2020, I feel like my life in general is just very much different than it was then. I was living with my sister. I don't even know much else beyond that, but... My biggest thing, I would say I glowed up. I look a lot the same, but what was going on with my eyebrows in 2020? I was clearly blundering something.
What did you do?
They were so thick. Like, even I just found some that I didn't have any makeup on, and I was letting those things grow, man. They were long. That's the biggest thing that I noticed between now and then. But at the same time, we weren't going anywhere in 2020. We were all staying at home. Clearly, I wasn't trimming my eyebrows.
If we're going to talk about eyebrows, I didn't really fill them in.
Really?
Like, I'm looking, they're not really filled in, to be quite honest. You're kind of like, are they even there?
Why? Because you weren't going anywhere in 2020.
They are, but they aren't. My hair is so long in 2020.
Wait, I would flip it. I want to see.
Look how long my hair is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I do not recall my hair being that long. I remember my hair being really long in college. In college when I was in cheerleading, my hair was almost to like, respectfully, in the nicest way, my butt crack, okay? That tells you how long my hair was. My hair looks like that in 2020. Did I not see a hairstylist at all? Well, probably not.
Yeah, because you couldn't.
I couldn't. I'm trying to get my hair to be that long. I need to work harder.
Stay home more, maybe.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I feel like I can't be trusted with certain things because I tend to have like behaviors where I can get addicted to certain things.
Oh no.
So like I can't be trusted with the work label maker here because I get addicted and then I start labeling everything.
We have an entire closet that everything is literally labeled.
Do you want to know who did that? That was me. Yeah. I labeled everything. Mm-hmm. Every little inch of that closet, even the doorknob is labeled. It says doorknob in case you're wondering. Okay. Not only that, that's at work, right? At home, I got a Cricut machine. And you know me, I labeled everything. I even labeled my headphones so I knew they were mine.
Yeah, you did.
So I got a little crazy with my Cricut machine. But I have found a new thing I'm addicted to right now that's kind of like that. But it's not a label maker and it's not a Cricut.
Okay.
It's index cards.
Are you studying for something?
Girl, I don't know why I didn't use these in college. I would have been addicted to them. Here's the thing. I made you a cookbook for our Christmas gift exchange. And I got inspired from it. I was like, I kind of want my own cookbook. I don't have one. Mm-hmm. So I want to take recipes and make it into a cookbook somehow. But I was like, do I want to do it the way that I made yours or do I want to do it a different way? And I just remember growing up that my grandma always had all of recipes written on index cards. So I kind of wanted to be old fashioned and kind of in remembrance of my grandma. So I got index cards a couple weeks ago and I've been waiting to do it. And I finally got around to, well, actually, I didn't even get around to writing the recipes because I've just gone crazy with other things. I've been writing all sorts of things on these index cards. Like I'm addicted. What? Oh my God. I wrote grocery lists on there. I think that's going to be my new favorite thing. Instead of screw writing the grocery list on your app, on your notes, on your iPhone, screw that. That's stupid. I'm writing it on the index card.
What is it that is so... I get it for recipes because my grandparents and great-grandparents, we have some like crusty old index cards with recipes on them in my family, but like for everything else, what is it about the index card? Well,
so I'm going to get to the recipes. I just keep getting distracted by other things. I'm writing notes, like telling neighbor man to make sure you do the dishes on them.
Yeah, why not a post-it, though?
Screw it. Oh, post-its. No, girl, let me tell you about the index cards. First off, it's the feeling. Okay, let's start there. The feeling of the index cards are fantastic. Number two, the length of the index cards. I'm obsessed with them. Perfect length. Number three, they got lines on them. And I need lines, okay? Why? Are you looking up index cards?
No, keep going.
Yeah, I need lines. I can't write straight for the life of me. I hate when people give me a plain piece of paper and they're like, write a note. Or they're like, write me a letter. Whatever. I get so anxious about that, okay?
Yeah.
Because I don't write straight ever. Somehow, my handwriting goes crooked. Oh my God. Like if I have to write your address on an envelope, I hate it. Because you're going to have your address crooked. Somehow, some way, I can't write straight for the life of me. Index cards, they force me to write straight because there's a line. Look at me, I'm going off about index cards. I freaking love them. I might start bringing them here and I'm going to write notes for everybody on index cards. I freaking love them.
I am just wondering how I can get you on My Strange Addiction. I just Googled it.
For an index card?
This is an obsession. Yes.
Remember how hard our parents would try to make it seem like our house is just as fun as Adventureland?
Oh, totally. They're like, yeah, if I don't have to spend money to take you somewhere, we're going to do it at home.
Exactly. So they would do all sorts of things. I mean, they would like make an indoor slide, right? Out of, I don't know, cardboard or something. Or they would try to make a little roller coaster out of something. They would do their best. One of my favorite things that a parent would do is, I don't know if your parents would do this, but they would grab your legs and they'd grab your arms and they'd swing you. Oh my God, I loved it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, do it again, do it again, do it again. It's so much fun. Okay. I had that same thing for Fat Mochi in Zaw. They had that same reaction where they were like, do it again, do it again, do it again. Now, I want to make it clear. I was not swinging them. Okay.
That's good.
I was not swinging them. What happened was I had to move the couch because we desperately needed to vacuum and mop behind the couch. I mean, the amount of fur that was behind there was ridiculous.
It was nobody's business.
Right. So we needed to get back there. Well, Fat Mochi was sitting at the top of the couch where normally your head is at, you know?
Yeah.
He was sitting up there. He was not about to move. Okay. Zaw, our dog, was sitting like where your butt normally is, okay? He was also like, I ain't moving, okay? I'm napping. So we're like, okay, we're just going to move the couch. When I tell you these two animals perked up when the couch started moving, and then Zaw, he was jumping up and down. He was like, I started moving around the couch and jumping up and down. And I looked at neighbor man, I'm like, I think he's literally telling us, do it again, do it again, do it again. I think he freaking loved it.
I know exactly what you're talking about because I don't think my cats would like that necessarily. We had a dog growing up. He was a Sheltie. His name was Newman. And me and my younger brother, I would make him pull me around on a blanket because we had hardwood floors.
Wait, the dog or your brother?
My brother. Okay. I would sit on the blanket. Right. So I'd sit on the blanket and I'd be like, pull
that
me
was
around
a lot of fun,
like a sled ride. Yes. And I would always say that I would do it too, but he'd always pull me around. It got to the point that my dog Newman would sit on the blanket with me.
Shut up.
He loved it. It was like a lazy river at home. You know what I mean? Like he would get on it with me. He'd lay down and then we'd finally be like done. Right. And he would lay there and be like,
we're going to do more,
Are you going to do it again? Like I want another one, please. I want to go for a ride again.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
I think you should try that with your animals.
I was going to say, I think I could see Fat Mochi and Zaw just eating that up. And then I come home and they're already laying on the blanket like, it's go time. Let's go, Mom. You just got home. It's time to go.
I need you to report back because I know you're not going to move your couch again for another 6 months. It always sounds like a good idea to go shopping with your man. until you're actually doing it. And you're like, I should have just done this by myself. I normally, my boyfriend Curly is a very good sport about shopping. He loves clothes shopping, but we went this weekend and it was a frustrating experience because he had mentioned he wanted to go to a store to see if they had these hoodies that he really likes. And then I was like, yeah, that's a great idea. Also, we have vacation coming up in like 2 weeks to Mexico. So it's not a bad idea to maybe, like, I don't know, get some new shorts, maybe a couple nice button down shirts. We get to the store and he just stares at these hoodies for 5 minutes. And I'm like, okay, what do you think? And he's like, well, I already have a gray one. I'm like,
oh my God.
Okay, what about that one? Well, I kind of like the dark gray. And then just stares at it. And I'm like, what do you want it? Are you going to get it? No, I'm not going to. I'm like, okay, let's walk by, like, the, they've got new arrivals, spring, summer stuff. That's perfect for vacation. And he looks at everything and he's like, I don't know. I don't know about those shorts. And I'm like pointing out, this is a really nice shirt. That'd be great for dinner down in Mexico. I don't know. I'm like, okay, well, this is annoying. Why aren't you shopping for anything? We go to a different store and he's like, ooh, I want to look at hats. What do you need a hat for? He has a million hats. I also have a million hats and we share that. I'm like, did you forget the purpose of today? Why are you looking at puffer vests?
Don't tell me you've never shopped like that. I do this all the time, or I'm like going and I'm shopping specifically for pajamas and then I walk out with 16 sweaters and I'm like, what? I was coming here for pajamas. You don't do that?
Well, now you're making me feel bad because, yeah, I do. But it was annoying that he did.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.